All right, great to have you back with us as we get ready to wrap up this four-game series, Giants and Cardinals. The Cardinals currently lead the series 2-1. Jacob Junis gets the ball today for the Giants, and Dakota Hudson on the other side for the St. Louis Cardinals. After the Cardinals leave town, the Colorado Rockies are in, somewhat of a surprise at 16-11. And Thomas Harding joins us. He covers the Rockies for MLB.com. And I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to Thomas about these Rockies. We haven't seen them yet, but they're off to a great start. Thomas, good morning. How are you?
I'm feeling good, feeling clean out here in Arizona. About to have the last of three against the Diamondbacks, who I think are equally surprising. A lot of people thought that both of these teams would be well below 500 and struggling throughout the year, but both teams are getting good pitching, and I think it's kind of helped enhance this National League West division.
Well, it looks like the best in baseball. I mean, from top to bottom, everybody's at 500. The Diamondbacks are last at 14-14. But the Rockies are 16-11. And maybe that's one of the biggest surprises, I think, in the National League this year. So it's important to find out from you, how is this happening and what can we expect from the Rockies?
Well, first of all, I thought that the Rockies would be better than they were last year. I know there were a lot of dire win totals predicted by the various formulas, but what struck me was this. A lot of those formulas came out before free agency, before spring training. I mean, I looked at the Rockies at that point. I'm like, okay, this is not a Major League Baseball team. But you also looked around. There were free agents out there. There were things that they wanted to do to enhance their roster, and I think they've done some of them. The question will be, can the pitching hold up? It looks like the starting pitching, for the most part, has been very good, and it's not been done with mirrors or anything. The one guy that struggled a bit is the guy who's pitching today, Germán Márquez. But you look at Chad Kuhl, who a lot of people believe has been the best pitcher this year. You saw him with the Pirates kind of develop, and maybe the Rockies are reaping the benefits of it. You look at Kyle Freeland. He's had a sub-2 ERA since he signed his new five-year contract. Austin Gomber's been a good pitcher for them also. And Antonio Senzatella, who's really the strange one. Ground balls, double plays at home. Much better pitcher at home than on the road. But he's definitely a threat every time he takes the mound. So it's a good rotation, and that's what everything is built on.
Yeah, Chad Kuhl has been a pleasant surprise, of course, coming over from the Pirates. The others are steady. They've been part of the Rockies for a long time, and Gomber, of course, came over in the Arenado trade. But let's talk about Chad Kuhl just for a second, because the Giants will see him on Wednesday. And he's going to go against Alex Cobb on Wednesday, and it's a day game and promises to be a pretty good matinee. Give me a little bit on Kuhl.
Well, if you look at him, I think if you were to put his video of the Pirates and the Rockies, it's almost exactly the same, except when the ball leaves his hand, it looks like it's going to be a strike a lot more consistently than it did when he was with the Pirates. It's something that actually he's been working on, and I think some of hearing new voices here has probably helped him a bit, but he is a very talented pitcher, and I thought so even with the Pirates. You would see every now and then Chad Kuhl has this outstanding outing, maybe not for 8 or 9 innings, but for 6 or 7 innings. I think the next step for him is to threaten and get those complete games, and there's no reason why he can't if he is attacking the strike zone the way that he has. He's also fit in well here, and I think Chad Kuhl, if you were to look at some of the additions, Chad Kuhl, Alex Colomé in the bullpen, Chris Bryant in the outfield, although he's hurt right now, and it looks like it's going to be a while on him, and Jose Iglesias. What they did, they came in here, and they were enthusiastic about coming to the Rockies, especially Chris Bryant for all that money, because the Rockies had so many people leave, and it sounded like, gee, this is a place no one wants to be. But when you have those guys come in, you have a guy like a Chad Kuhl who comes in, who's told by the Rockies, hey, we think your stuff plays at altitude, and then he comes in, accepts the coaching, and he takes off. I think it's really made a difference to the guys who've been here a while. They're like, hey, we are doing some of the right things here. It hasn't worked out yet, but we're doing the right things.
Boy, interesting. Thomas Harding with us, MLB.com. He covers the Rockies. Boy, you brought up a couple of people. One is Chris Bryant, and, of course, the Giant fans are interested in him. What's the status physically with him, and when he was playing, was he an impact player, and where is he playing?
Well, he's playing left field. And what they decided to do, and I think Chris Bryant was kind of in on this, he's moved around the diamond a lot in recent years. Some of his best days, though, I thought were early in his career with the Cubs when he was kind of stationed at third base. And I think it helps his preparation for games. Now, he was hitting for average early, then that really went during the last road trip. And in Philadelphia, he went to them, and they examined him, and they found that there was a lower back strain that was a problem. Now, at that time, I remember talking to him the last day in Philadelphia, which, my goodness, was, I think, the 28th of April, maybe. He thought that he wouldn't have to go on the injured list, but he ends up going on the injured list the next day. At one point, he started playing catch, but then they decided that they weren't going to bring him to San Francisco when the team goes there. He's going to stay here in Arizona and rehab and recover here, which tells me that they're really taking a slow route with him. Tells me that maybe it was more of an injury than he thought it was when he first went on the IL.
Boy, Chris Bryant, sorry we're not going to see him this week when the Rockies come in. Another player of interest to the Giants, of course, is Connor Joe, who, you know, really didn't get a full trial with the Giants. It was just the beginning of the Farhan Kapler regime, and Bruce Bochy was the manager, and Joe got off to sort of a slow start, and he was gone. And he's had a lot of challenges in life since then. But Connor Joe leads off, and he's having a tremendous season.
Yes, he is. I think it slowed down a little bit recently, and I think he's playing through a little bit of a hamstring issue. But I will have to go back even to the Giants. I think that the Giants, they would have liked to have developed him a little bit more, but he came in the Rule 5 draft, and they had a roster situation at that time and really couldn't keep him after his slow start. And just from talking to people in baseball that are familiar with some of the analytics and other things like that, a lot of teams were in on him, including the Giants. They thought that they could develop him into a major league player. So happened after his cancer scare in 2020, the Rockies end up signing him. They developed him just a little bit more in the minor leagues. And at the end of last season, he got regular playing time. You saw why he was the number one draft pick with the Pittsburgh Pirates a number of years back. Guy has some power. But what I like about him is he really has control of the strike zone. He doesn't chase outside, and that's been a tradition with the Rockies, you know, chasing pitches, being overly aggressive. And I think he's helped reset the top of that batting order with Charlie Blackmon behind him, who's willing to do some of the things number two hitters do, like give up his at-bat to move a runner. I think it's helping the Rockies.
Can they win on the road? That's always the question. We know what they do at Coors Field. Although last year they really didn't crush the ball against the Giants at home. But how are they doing home versus road right now?
So last night broke a 5-game road losing streak. They did win their first two series on the road. Then they went to Philadelphia and played probably, I would say, the worst as far as clean baseball defense, probably the worst of the Bud Black era when they got swept 4 games in Philly. But the thing they did was that they pitched well. And some of the things I'll be working on, and you'll probably see it some on the site, whether it's on video or in stories, they're looking at certain things that hurt them on the road. And I think they're going to try to improve them. And from what I understand from the hitting coach, Dave Magadan, some of the things like the chase rate, that's improved. The ability to hit a fastball, which they didn't really have last year. And remember those series when the Giants had important games, they came to Coors Field and just destroyed the Rockies? Mm-hmm. Their pitchers threw fastballs, but the Rockies were not hitting. They're doing a better job of that this year. And when they have the count in their favor, they're doing a little bit better. Now, has it shown up on the road? No. I mean, Iglesias is hitting like somewhere around 400 on the road, and everybody else is struggling. So that's going to be something the Rockies deal with forever. But if they pitch well and hang in close games and do things like last night, getting a home-to-first double play late in the game, they have to do a lot of fundamental things well until that hitting picks up. I would say that the hitting on the road is something that they're addressing, but if you look at the numbers, it hasn't turned the corner. So they're going to have to pitch, they're going to have to play defense, and they're going to have to do the little things late in games that win.
Yeah, hitting on the road has always been the challenge, but one thing I noticed in the National League, they're second in on-base percentage at .329. How about that?
Yeah, that is a big change for them, and that's something that they addressed it. And it, the interesting part about it is this sounds like, if I were to call it something, the Todd Helton philosophy of hitting, which is you end up walking because you are aggressive with pitches to the point that you intimidate the pitcher out of the strike zone. That's what Todd Helton did so many years here in Denver. And as a team, they're trying to adapt that approach. They're not sitting there taking pitches. They don't want to do that. They want to be aggressive. But the question is, can you control the aggression outside the strike zone? It's something they'll always struggle a bit with. And going from home to road, where the pitches out of the pitcher's hand move completely differently than they do at Coors Field, it's always going to be a challenge. But the fact that they have addressed it and they are up there in on-base percentage tells me that some of the philosophies are really getting through to this roster.
Well, they have a plan, and people are buying into it, and that's what the Giants have. And the players, yes, veteran players, bought into it. Rockies are 16-11, 4 in the ninth yesterday to beat the Diamondbacks, 4-1, and they were two outs when everything started for the Rockies last night. Last thought for you, Trevor Story, do they miss him?
I wonder if Trevor Story misses this group more than the Rockies miss him. Obviously, you miss a shortstop that can do those things. And the Rockies tried up until they signed Chris Bryant. And that's the question I have is, could they have signed Trevor Story and Chris Bryant last offseason? They did increase their payroll quite a bit, but they had been attempting to sign Chris Bryant before the lockout, but they really made a last ditch effort to try to bring Trevor Story back. I just think for Trevor Story, He had just been through enough. I think there are guys here that obviously aren't at their free agent years, or they've signed for a little bit longer. But I think Trevor Story wanted to see what he could get on the open market, and no one begrudges him that. Jose Iglesias has been a good veteran for them. He has helped them at the bottom of the order. But, yeah, it would be nice to have Trevor Story's bat in this lineup, no doubt about it.
Boy, I'm looking forward to this. Rockies and Giants starting on Monday night, a couple of games, and then a day game Wednesday. Thomas, thank you so much, as always. Interesting report on the Rockies, 16-11 right now. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you this week.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, Thomas Harding, MLB.com. Kerry comes back next with Adam Copeland right here on the Sports Leader.